American Weekend. Carl Sabatino back with Roland Smith. Roland, we were talking over lunch about the issue of Alzheimer's, and I had found this only about 8 months ago. Apparently, it had been on the internet for quite some time. Glenn Campbell had shared a video and a music track called "I'm Not Going to Miss You." This was considered to be his final song that he would and will record. The ballad has a devastating lyric which details Campbell's struggle with the illness, juxtaposed against a music video recounting his performances and his life. Glenn Campbell, who I've had the pleasure of meeting a number of times, most people don't even remember, he sang with the Beach Boys.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yes, he did, and that's where I first met him. And it was in Central Park at the Shakespeare Music Festival, where he sang with them that night. Okay, it was raining.
But was he a regular with the Beach Boys?
He sang with them for almost a year and a half as backup, then got into the Voices. And a very creative, very talented, of course, Rhinestone Cowboy and so on. But Glenn Campbell was, besides being such a nice man, he really was, understood the music business, but had understood life. He enjoyed his family. He enjoyed living life. And he has been struck down with Alzheimer's disease. And he wrote this song. I'm going to ask Kevin to cue it up. And the song is, we're going to play about a minute of it. I'm Not Going to Miss You. Please, Kevin.
I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my song. Find who I am. The man that loved you till the end. You're the last person I will love. You're the last face I will recall. Best of all.
Wow.
Yes.
You know.
That's a wow.
Yeah. You know, people forget how many of those we have both honored and enjoyed, both talent as well as authors and composers through the years who have died of Alzheimer's. Knowing we were going to talk about Alzheimer's today, I did a little research on the internet. Luckily, we can do that these days. And I'm going to give you just a quick rundown of a number of people who died of Alzheimer's.
Please.
I wasn't even aware that they had it to begin with. Dana Andrews, the actor. Charles Bronson, the actor. Perry Como, the singer. Aaron Copland, composer. Arlene Francis. Barry Goldwater. Jack Lord. Burgess Meredith. Otto Preminger. Ronald Reagan, of course. Norman Rockwell. And, of course, Charlton Heston.
That's remarkable. I knew, of course, because he was a dear friend of our family, Perry Como, and a very dear friend of our family and myself. I knew him over the years as a child. The rest I did not know. It's remarkable. It's a disease that has, it's interesting, these remarkable people who are thinkers, the one thing that they will all say to you now, people that I've known and know, that if you want to take anything else from my body, you can, from my neck down. But let me have some sense of proportion in my head. Let me understand what's happening to me. Don't let me be this waif in the wind, as one person called it, just there, as if I'm not even there. And I always remember those words, there, but I'm not even there.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of what Glenn Campbell is saying.
Well, you remember Charlton Heston put out a press release. Actually, it was a video to all of his friends, fans, and family. And I have a copy of some of the things that he had to say.
Please.
When he was announcing that he had been diagnosed with the early stages of Alzheimer's. And he said, in part, he says, I lived my whole life on the stage and screen before you. I found purpose and meaning in your response. For an actor, there's no greater loss than the loss of his audience. He says, I can part the Red Sea, but I can't part with you, which is why I will not exclude you from this stage in my life. He says, for now, I'm not changing anything. I'll insist on work when I can. The doctors will insist on rest when I must. And if you see a little less spring in my step, if your name fails to leap to my lips, you'll now know why.
Gosh.
You know, that's just part of a wonderful statement that he made.
When I heard this particular song, and now I'm listening to this, to that wonderful letter, it must be something many of our listeners face with loved ones. And that's probably the toughest thing of all. And this is the reason why I understand he wrote this song, to remind his lovely wife and children that I love you, but I'm not going to miss you. And maybe that's the best thing of all, because I'll never miss you because I won't remember you.
Yeah.
There's something terribly profound about this. And I listened to this song over and over again. And I was sitting down and a tear came to my eye. My wife, always there to lift my spirit, says, he gets it. And she was right. He got it. He was able to express in this very simple song, a very direct song, the element of his life. And I thought that was beautiful. And I was missing that, but of course my wife, bless her, mm-hmm. always manages to get to this. She says, Carl, you have a tendency sometimes of talking on and on. Let's get to the point.
No.
I do that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm learning something new about you every second.
And she got me to the point. She said, he is saying what he has to say.
You know, all of us are going to pass someday.
Someday.
All of us are going to pass from something.
Yes.
All right. Now, I never had the experience of a parent with Alzheimer's because both my parents died relatively young.
Mm-hmm.
So that before, the possibility of Alzheimer's could have set in.
Yes.
The same is true with my wife's folks. And so I've known people and friends' families who have had Alzheimer's. I have a close friend now whose mother is in late 80s, early 90s, who just does not remember anything. She keeps wanting to go home, and she is home.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. So, but it's very, very tough. You know, all you can do is love them.
Yes. And you
don't have to keep correcting them.
No, absolutely not. No. You know what it really does get down to is, since they don't remember it, you're absolutely correct, Ron. It gets back to the loved ones that are around them. All they can do is just love them. All they can do is just support them, take care of them, and that's all they can do. This is the thing that bothers probably me most, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
I've always, like you, been self-reliant. I get up and I get it done, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm out there, and you don't want to lose that. But the benefit of people like you and I, and obviously Glenn Campbell, they have people that love them. Okay, now let's hope it doesn't happen to us.
I would prefer another way, but
I would too.
You know, maybe an alien coming down and taking me off to some other planet or something. But
my attorney recently said to me, after that last statement, Carl, you sound like an alien. Attorneys will tell you that. But I think you're right, and I'm for all those people out there, by the way, who are dealing with as caregivers. Let us not forget the caregivers.
Right. That's the hard part, right there.
The caregivers, and I never forget you. I worked, as you know, Ron, with Parkinson's disease people for many years, multiple sclerosis, and those that are mentally challenged. I have a sister who's challenged that way. It is the caregivers, God bless them all, who live with this burden. They actually live, as my cousin once said about her father, I live in two lives now. I live in his life and my life,
mm-hmm.
until my uncle's passing. God bless you all. If you may be listening to this broadcast, God bless you all, because in you, the good Lord says, he will be with you, and he will, until the end. And I wanted to get that point out, because I hear that in this song. I'm not going to miss you. It's the caregivers. It's for his wife, who is now his caregiver.
Yeah.
And I understand at this point in time in his life, he no longer has memory. Now, this song was done in January of 2013. Hmm. So that's 2 years ago.
So that's an indication. Yes. Nobody knows when you pass from Alzheimer's. It just whenever it starts to affect certain yes. organs in the body.
That's true. Well, we come to the end of a broadcast. This has been quite interesting.
Well, it's certainly eclectic, isn't it?
We've covered it, haven't we, today?
And we have some more coming up next week.
I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, and this is, I'm going to get out on time right now. This is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith.
You can't get out. No, you still have a long ways to go here.
And this is Smith Sabatino.
You could read the First Amendment if you wanted to.
Until next time.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.